Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luke Lein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hooper. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hooper. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Clark moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Lein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Klein reaches second base with a double. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr strikes out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky misplays the ball. That's an error on Pesky. Hooper moves to third. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hooper scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Zerniel moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to third. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. DiMaggio scores. Goodman goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock pinch hits for Bob Hooper. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Astroth moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Astroth scores. Hitchcock moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moss for a passed ball. Hitchcock moves to third. Joost moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Kukab now pitching. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Parnell hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive towards short. Pesky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Klein moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Kukab is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kukab takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Joost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-2 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Kukab scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parnell for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain strikes out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-3 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Klein hits a pop-up towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Astroth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Murray pinch hits for Johnny Kukab. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Burchi now pitching. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vollmer takes first base on ball 4. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vollmer moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 3 in the game. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 3 in the game. Parnell bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Vollmer moves to third. Moss moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vollmer scores. Moss scores. Parnell moves to second. It's 11-5, Red Sox. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pesky strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Parnell moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parnell scores. DiMaggio scores. Goodman moves to second. It's 13-5, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13. And the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.